From Little Rock 9 to nappy hair, don't care, in 18 and a half-ish years. Have you ever been milling about your apartment when a TV MA rating flashes across your TV screen? So you do a Jackie Joyner Kersee-esque hurdle over the back of your couch because you know some salacious things are about to go down? No? Just me? Okay. Whatever. Well, what I'm about to drop on you is my own disclaimer, so get ready. Hey, white people, harsh truths about black hair are about to be dropped. Sorry, there's no sex, drugs, or violence to be had here. Just a lot of real, open, and honest talk about black hair. And by black hair, I don't mean the raven color Amy Lee of Evanescence fame sported. I mean African-American hair and the African-American people who have it. Black hair seems to raise a lot of non-black people's blood pressure. I've seen the gamut of emotion on people's faces. Awe, confusion, stress, anger, joy, amazement, suspicion, envy, attraction. You name it. Because we, and I'm using the royal we here, as in society, have never figured out how to have a healthy, functional relationship with black hair. Black hair has always been somewhat mysterious, like who the heck Kaiser Soze is, or why Forever 21's adult-sized leggings are so small they could double as condoms for sea turtles. Seriously, you guys! Anyway, when something is mysterious, people fear it. Fear the afro, for he who wears it is going to start a revolution. Fear the dreadlocks, for she who wears them must be a drug dealer. Fear the kinky twists, for he who wears them must be an unstable vagrant. And so on and so on and so on. And when you add mystery plus fear together, it equals various forms of oppression, such as how black women who don't have their hair relaxed, aka chemically straightened, have been told they are unprofessional. Or how schools have told young black children they can't wear their hair natural because it's a distraction for everyone in the classroom. Or the daily unwanted commentary, such as this unsolicited message I received when I had dreads. You know, you would be so pretty if your hair was straight. Wow. Hireability, acceptance, and attractiveness are all on the line when someone wears his or her hair naturally. That's a lot of weight to assign to a physical attribute. The fear of black hair has been an ever-present part of America's social history. The tumultuous relationship between black hair and America can best be explained this way. If black hair is the hardwood floor in a Broadway theater, then America is Savion Glover just soft-shoeing all over the floor during a production of Bring In Da Noise, Bring In Da Funk. Outside of skin color, nappy hair is probably the biggest in-your-face reminder of blackness, of otherness. And in case you haven't noticed, people have historically not handled otherness well. If you don't believe me, then by all means, pause this audiobook and go do a Google search. Or save yourself the time and listen to my super truncated yet extremely accurate breakdown of the history of the world. Hey! You don't look or think or act like me, and as Hall and Oates sang, I can't go for that, no, no can do, stabby stabby gunfire, explosion like from a Jason Bourne movie. Yes, I did just quote a lyric from a Hall and Oates song. Who doesn't like Hall and Oates, the face of blue-eyed soul? Oh, you don't? Stabby stabby gunfire, explosion like from a Jason Bourne movie, everybody dies. Repeat until the end of time, you're welcome. Okay, minus mentions of Napoleon, Tesla, and the invention of peanut butter, that pretty much sums up the history of the world fairly accurately, no? While black hair is no longer typically met with stabby, stabby gunfire, thank goodness, it still does mostly receive a collective and not so friendly Dikembe Mutombo finger wag from society. The message that society sends to black women is that their hair does not belong to them, but it's fair game to be discussed, mocked, judged, used, and abused, and it serves as a home for people's preconceived notions about blackness, as if it's an abstract concept that's not connected to living, breathing, and feeling human beings. To me, the concern over the state of black hair is so ingrained in society, so ingrained in black people's DNA, that it, in some ways, defines who we, and I'm using the black we here, are to people, and subsequently to ourselves. Kind of like how there is career girl Barbie, aerobics instructor Barbie, and army medic Barbie, there is professional black hair, straight like uncooked linguine, makes her own incense black hair, dreadlocks or twists, and super into Malcolm X black hair, afros, duh, just to name a few.